Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. This week, we are talking about abuse and specifically how cruel and even evil a man can be towards his wife, fiance, or girlfriend. In the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel in chapter 25, we met a woman in such a situation. Her name is Abigail, and her husband's name is Nabal. Let me remind you how the Word of God describes each of them. Abigail was intelligent and beautiful in appearance, and Nabal was harsh and evil in his dealings. In fact, the name Abigail means, "My father is joy," whereas Nabal means fool, fool. As we'll see, these are appropriate names. Let's continue in the story so that we understand the context in which we'll set our discussion on abuse. With our time limits, I'll need to summarize parts of the narrative for you. As we read down into chapter 25 of 1 Samuel, we learn that Nabal was a wealthy shepherd. He's a businessman, and he does very well. The man's got 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats. It is not true that a man is abusive only because he is poor and he's lashing out at you because he cannot get a job or otherwise lacks financial resources. Rich men can be very cruel to their wives. Money definitely does not solve everything. Now enter into the story David. He's not yet king, but he is emerging as the man to take the throne following King Saul. Saul is jealous. David is forced into hiding in the wilderness. He's not just roaming around out there, but he and his men are protecting the area around Carmel, where Nabal is shearing his thousands of sheep. David is, after all, an expert shepherd. And Nabal is benefiting from the work that David is doing. Mindful of this, David and the men get very hungry. And David hears that Nabal is out there shearing the sheep, so David sends 10 of his young men to Nabal with a very pleasant greeting. Verse 8b of 1 Samuel 25 reads, "Please give whatever you find at hand to your servants and to your son David." David asks for some provisions. But listen to cruel Nabal's answer. Verse 10. "Who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants today who are each breaking away from his master." Here, Nabal sends David two messages. First, he's mocking David. "David, he's a nothing and a no one. Ha, and he's been so disloyal to King Saul. Saul was his master, and this David betrayed him." Abusive men are mocking men. They often cannot bear the success of another, so they tear them down. Second, Nabal tells David's men, "No, you're not getting any of my food and wine." Nabal is being selfish. Again, this is reflective of abusers who do not like to be asked for anything from others, and they usually despise someone who would impose themselves by asking for such favors. Well, David does not react well to this when news of Nabal's denial of provisions is brought back to the future king. I'll read 1 Samuel 25, verses 12 and 13. "So David's young men retraced their way and went back. David said to his men, 'Each of you gird on his sword.' So each man girded on his sword, and David also girded on his sword, and about 400 men went up with David." As we end today, David is on his way to confront Nabal and to hold him accountable for not helping a man and his men who were actually protecting the property on which Nabal got rich. This is going to be very interesting. Abusive men do not react well to confrontation. So let's pick up here again tomorrow when you join me for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.